In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have two identical definitions of Christianity, said in different ways, but absolutely identical. What is Christianity? You can really define it in many ways. Today, it is defined as following Christ. The reason we follow Christ is because in following Him, we know Him. We experience what He experienced, and we know and understand Him. And you all know one of my favorite verses is that eternal life is to know Jesus Christ. So the knowledge of God is eternal life. And the only way to have knowledge is by experience. So this way of the cross that is spoken of is the way of Christ. And it must be our way. There is no other option. There is no crossless Christianity. There is no Christianity without effort. There is no Christianity without tears and without repentance and difficulties. It is just not possible. Because our Lord lived a life with difficulty. We must live that same life. Of course, He did not repent because He had no need to repent. But He was tempted in all things, as we are. And we must follow His way. So, here are the two definitions, which are the same. The Lord said, "Whosoever will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." And the Apostle Paul says exactly the same thing. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The way of eternal life is the way of the cross, because it was our Lord's way. Not to hang on a cross, but to live as our Lord lived on the way to the cross. And then the Lord describes and explains what He means by taking up the cross. He explains it by two questions. Now, when the Scripture asks questions, always answer them. They are not rhetorical questions. They are questions that must be answered. Sometimes they're not answered with a particular answer. Sometimes they're answered by living a certain way. And that would be the answer to the question. But these questions are always to be answered. So the Lord asks these questions, and we dare not avoid them. We must answer them. He says, "For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for My sake and the Gospel's, the same shall save it." Then He asks the questions. "For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul?" We would understand the answers to these questions perfectly if we followed the Lord perfectly. Because the Lord knew the answers to these questions. There is no profit in anything in the world. The only thing that is profitable to anyone in the world is Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ as a fact. Not Jesus Christ as someone we can talk about. Not Jesus Christ as someone we worship. But Jesus Christ as someone we know. And we know Him by following His path. The way of the cross. That is how you know Christ. And as you follow this way, the answer to this second question is very clear. What shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? There are two answers. Nothing and everything. Of course, we don't deserve anything the Lord gives us. So we can give Him nothing. We can earn nothing. And yet, the Lord demands of us everything. He has said in another place, "Give me your heart." And the heart pumps blood, which is life. "Give me your life," is what the Lord demands of us. So we can give Him nothing, and yet He demands everything we can give. This is the way of the cross. And if we follow this way, and remind ourselves that there's nothing in the world that can profit us except Christ, nothing. And if we remind ourselves that there is nothing we can give Him, and yet we must give Him everything, then we will be saved. Now, this is not something just to remember once in a while. These questions must be answered every day. Hundreds of times a day you must answer these questions. Answer them in the light of what the Lord said before the question. For whosoever shall save his life will lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. He is talking about exactly what He did. He lost His life. He lived in order to die. And when He died, He made us capable of life. So we must die. The life that we must lose is the life that is going to go away anyway. And that is the life of jealousy and lust and anger and every other passion. Because they're all going to go away. We can't grasp any of them. All the things that we think and all the things that we do, they're all going to go away. We're not going to be able to take anything with us except who we are. And if we know Jesus Christ, then we will be saved. And we know Him by living as He lived, which means dying. Dying every day. The apostle said, I die daily. And we must die daily. This is by sacrificing the things that we think are so important at the moment, but we know really aren't. Our anger, our jealousy, our pettiness, our ignorance, our laziness, all these things, they must die. That is what the Lord is talking about when He says you must lose your life to save it. That's not really life at all. That's really death. It appears to be life to us sometimes as an illusion, but it is really death. The only way of life is the way of the cross. And it is a life, a way of dying and of living. Dying to what is already going to go away, already is useless and deadly and poisonous, and living to what is eternal. To become like Jesus Christ, which means to love as He loved and to know Him intimately. None of us can say that we know Him. But we can say that we are beginning to know Him. And the only way to do it is to live as He lived. It has nothing to do with what you read or how you or what you pray. It has to do with who you are. Of course, you should read and pray. But these are not the things that save you. What saves you is struggling to follow Christ and God helping you to follow Him and learning of Him. He said He is meek and lowly and to learn of Him, to take His yoke upon us. And we must do this. And a yoke is to do work. And it can be difficult and onerous. But if we do work for a purpose, then we will be able to succeed. Don't do purposeless work. Most of the things in the world are purposeless. Most of the things we do have no real meaning. Things we think and the things we say and the things we value and the way we spend our time. We must strive to have all of our time spent following Christ, loving Him, learning to love Him. And this is not just an exercise in gaining knowledge, like reading a book or mastering a subject. This is an exercise in crucifying ourselves to Christ. Because you know the cross is an instrument not only of death but of life. So we must use this cross every day to kill something in us and to make something in us become more alive. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is won by violence. If you are lazy, you can't win the kingdom. If you are addicted to sins and will not struggle against them, you will not win the kingdom. Because the way of the cross, the way of life, is of denial of these things that seem to be life. Remember, your life right now is one of dying and living. Die to the things that make no sense at all. We still do them. Why do we do them? That's a mystery. But as we grow older in Christ, we'll see that they make no sense at all. And we won't want to do them. And living to the things of Christ, preeminently to love as God loves. Because, of course, if you love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, you have already fulfilled all of the commandments. So this is the way of life, brothers and sisters. And you must decide if you want to take it up. Just because you have consented to be baptized, just because you come to church or say prayers or fast, doesn't mean that you have fully consented to follow this way. The Lord says, whosoever will, whoever wants to, come after me. And then he tells us what we must do if we want to do it. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So every day you must make this decision. Not just every day, but every moment. In fact, every sin we commit is when we decide to not take up the Lord on His offer, to deny ourselves, when we will not to follow Christ. Every single sin is like that. And every virtue is when we decide to follow Christ. Now for many of us, probably most of us, or I say all of us, many of the virtues are difficult. It is difficult to love those who do not love us or who harm us. It is difficult to not have thoughts that are tempestuous or that are lustful or that are lazy or whatever. It takes a lot of effort. But if we make this effort, the fruit will be apparent. Things in us that are already dead will die off, will go away. The darkness, the stench that is in our soul will go away. And in its place will be light. And will be the wonderful fragrance of the Holy Spirit. There's only one way to obtain God, and that is to follow His way. The way of the cross. Every day, brothers and sisters, I beg you, remember this. Not in so many words, but remember that everything you do is a decision to follow Christ or not. And it is not easy. It's not easy yet. It will become easier. I beg you, decide to follow Christ and deny yourself. Kill things in yourself that need to be killed. And then you will have true life and know God in every way. May God help you. Amen.